British Public Radio. Comedy.
Korean Jam. Episode 1. Time is it? Oh, 10 minutes.
Introducing the all-new flat burner. You don't need to go to the gym every day to get a hot body like mine. You need the all-new flat burner. In just 10 minutes,
not including recovery time,
you can be as fat free as me with the all new flat burner. Tired of spending all that time doing crunches and jogging with nothing to show but a wet gym shirt?
Yes.
Exasperated at putting 100% and getting nothing out?
You bet.
You need the all new flat burner. It's so easy to use. Simply remove it from its protective casing, screw in a gas canister, and begin burning.
Yeah, I could actually really feel the burn.
The all-new flat burner is not recommended to anyone, especially those with a history of mental health issues, and is not legal in the UK. Gas canisters sold separately.
The all-new flat burner. Feel the burn.
Patent pending.
Welcome to Key Shop. You're watching the Overnight Craft Sesh, where today, Myred and I are scrapbooking, aren't we, Myred?
That's right, Bev, we are. And we have been for the last 3.5 hours. I'm getting on quite well with a page here about my ex-husband. I'm using the Betrayal decal set. And as you can see, I have a laminated version of Martin floating down a river of shit with an axe in his back.
Oh, would you like some glitter for your blood splatters, Myred?
Thanks very much, Bev, I would. Next, I'm going to glue a section in crepe paper depicting the moment at the conference in Penge that he met the lovely Jenny.
Well, this gorgeous scrap pack is only £9.99 plus VAT, postage and packing. So call the number on your screens now while stocks last.
Stick that between your legs, you bitch.
Just 249 sets remaining.
Oh, at last.
Morning, boss.
Hmm?
Airport, sir?
Yeah.
Please ignore man in trunk.
Man in the what?
You're with LBN, London Broadcast News, with me, Al Stephen. It's 04:15 in the AM. Just looking through the papers again. And well, not much has changed since we went through them at 1 AM. But I've got to tell you, I'm still really, really angry about them. All of them. Beggars belief. No doubt I will remain this cross until 6 AM when the early breakfast guys get in. Only a few more hours to go now, eh? Oh, don't you just hate it when you can't find the TV remote? You know, when you've been looking for it for, like, ages. Isn't it really the most frustrating thing in the world? Well, how many minutes to the next commercial break? Call me if you can, if you're bedridden, drunk, or otherwise incapable of turning the radio off. I've only got Robin for company, and all he does is flick V's through the glass. Somebody? Anybody? Right, this morning's papers. Again, okay.
The politicians have still been caught.
Laura, it's been a great night together. I mean, I was pissed. She was pissed off, the usual. She had done this great outfit. I mean, policewoman. Probably illegal, come to think of it. Went to this great little place. It was intimate. She strip searched me and I threw up on a bench. She gave me my keys and phone back next morning and told me to fuck off. Never answers my calls. Wonder why.
If you go left here, it's a quick go.
I'll just go straight on, whatever.
Telly, hi!
Hello.
I'm Flower.
And I'm Patsy.
And together, we are Flatsy! We're like really, really good friends. And have been for like ages.
Yeah, like totally forever.
I mean, I remember when we like first met backstage at the auditions for like Talent TV last year.
Yeah, totally last year.
Oh, we knew straight away.
Yeah.
Straight away, we was going to be like totally massive.
I love cream cakes.
And we hit it off like right from the start.
Yeah.
We are so lucky. We've both been singing since we were, like, born.
Literally, as I was being born.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
My mum died and my father has a crack habit. So buy our new song, Totally Overvalued, on iTunes now.
Yaha!
What was her name? Ah, Sarah. Yeah. Picked me up outside a pub on Old Compton Street. Oh, she had this great car. I mean, more of a van, really. All these other weirdos in there. Twatted. I mean, twatted. Spent most of the journey face down on the floor. Gave me a mop and a bucket, told me to clean up after myself. I could see her shoes. Strangely practical. Sturdy. Sarah, beautiful. Wouldn't give me her number though. She had great teeth, like a horse. Hello.
Oh, this is me, Pudding.
What?
Sorry, hygiene, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mr. James, it seems like we haven't seen you for a while. I hope you've been looking after those teeth.
Well, you know how it is. I've been busy and it kind of slipped through the net.
I see. Well, hop onto the chair and let's see what the damage is. Open wide.
I do that every day.
Do try not to talk, it will affect the procedure.
Procedure?
Bring her around and be careful of that bit. It costs hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Hundreds of thousands?
Right, let's get going. Hold her steady. Keep going, keep going. We're nearly through the enamel shelf. Hold her steady, hold her steady. Come on, come on. Come on, boys, come on. Hold her steady, hold her steady. Keep going. Yes, come on, boys, come on. There she goes! Yeah! Congratulations, Brit! We've struck oil! Bring them buckets with them! Come on, hurry up, get those buckets! Now, Chris, try not to leave it so long next time.
Tried to talk to her through a grill in this amazing underground bar. Told me the line was closed.
Told her I could swipe her out of existence with my Oyster card. Yeah, she didn't like that. Said she was going to call the police. Got a mate to walk me to the cab rank. I mean, I say walk. More of a frog march, really. I've been back since, but, well, she's never there. Perhaps she's gone under a train.
We regret to inform passengers and Coach F that you may be experiencing high speeds and howling winds at present. This is due to your carriage being decoupled from the rest of the train by Matthew, who is now stomping back towards his toy box. We're expecting to be launched across the room shortly, and as such, your service will no longer be calling at Burgess Hill, Hassocks, Clayton Tunnel, Patcham Tunnel, Preston Park and Brighton, but will almost certainly end up wedged between a xylophone and, Mr. Potato Head by the looks of it. Apologies for any inconvenience caused!
Do you think we'll be on time?
It is okay. I know a shortcut.
I expect you to die.
Please, that sound you are hearing from the trunk is nothing.
Oh, this is all I need.
Svolich! Leave the talking to me.
Be my guest.
Do not mention the man in trunk.
Really?
Vehicle and driver registration, please.
Morning, officer.
Do you know what speed you were going, sir?
39 miles per hour, officer.
Oh, good.
But please ignore man in trunk.
I'd just like to say, sir, the way you took that corner there, oh, it was exemplary.
The extra weight in trunk allows for extra traction.
Oh, I see.
Anything else, officer?
What speed do you think you were going on the exit?
Do I look like speedometer?
Sorry, what a silly question.
That's a stupid outfit, if you ask me.
Well, everything seems to be in order. You have a good day now. And can I have your autograph?
Welcome back. You're with Al Stephen, London Broadcast News. And that's the last of the app breaks until Gemma, Colin and the morning crew drag their sorry asses in here at 6. And I think we have a caller. Pete's in Bromsgrove. Hi, Pete.
Hey, Al.
Which of our topical debates got you going this morning, then?
Yeah, well, all I want to say, Al, is that what people in this country don't understand is we just want to get back, right, in the good old days.
When was that, then?
You know, back before all these bloody immigrants turned up.
And what, all of them?
All of them. I mean, they're all after our jobs and our women.
Look, I'd cut you off at this point, Pete, but I've really got nothing else to talk about. What do you think about Simon Cowell's haircut, eh?
It's a joke, Al. It's a joke. I've got to go now.
But don't go, Pete. I've got lots more to talk to you about tonight. These immigrants, which ones really annoy you, eh?
I've got to go for a slap.
Don't leave me, Pete. Oh, just leave it there, Robin. Don't fade it out. Leave it there. Bit of company makes the night go more quickly, eh? Just leave it there. Have a good day, sir.
Yeah. Can I just ask you...
Anything. You are like family now.
The man in the trunk.
Do not mention the man in trunk!
Yeah, of course, yes. Of course.
Have a good day, and remember, be careful.
Thank you.
The 4am Cab is written and produced by Rachel Wheely and Lee Wilson. For a full list of credits and to subscribe to the podcast, go to 4amcab.com. 4AM Cab is an independent production for British Public Radio.